This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road this week to remember Berkeley-born Ursula K. Le Guin, award-winning novelist, poet, essayist, and science fiction writer, who died at age 88 in January of 2018. A wonderful companion on California road trips, if there ever was one. Since I heard the news, I feel I've been mourning a longtime friend. I know I will miss having her in the world, my world, this world, for a very long time. I became a fangirl after first reading some essays and then her magnificent California novel, Always Coming Home, an archaeology of the future set in a landscape suspiciously similar to California. But in the world of the Kesh people, Nevada is underwater, it's called the Omorn Sea, and San Francisco and the Central Valley, north and south, have disappeared under the Western Ocean. But it's not as if we who are here now are completely gone. Characters paddling from here to there, above what we know as the Bay Area, can still see far below, deep underwater, skyscrapers, bridges, and other remnants of ancient civilization, barnacles, seaweed, and all. If you didn't already know, Ursula K. Le Guin was the daughter of an insightful anthropologist and an evocative writer. Always Coming Home might clue you in. The question people ask most often, Le Guin frequently said, is what she remembered of Ishi, popularly known as the last wild Indian, though of course he wasn't wild at all. He had come from complex, long-standing cultures. The short answer, she remembered nothing, because Ishi died 13 years before she was born. The longer answer, she remembered as much as possible, if indirectly. Her father, anthropologist Alfred Kroeber, befriended Ishi when he was found, starving, mourning, and alone, in an Oroville slaughterhouse corral. Ishi lived at UC Berkeley's Anthropology Museum until he died of tuberculosis. Kroeber was grief-stricken. Over and over again, he met and befriended impressive individuals who were the last of their peoples. And after Ishi's death, he took leave of anthropology. Too much grief, finally. Her father wouldn't speak about Ishi unless asked, and wouldn't write about him either. So that task fell to her mother, Theodora Kroeber, author of Ishi in Two Worlds and Ishi, Last of His Tribe. Ursula, the youngest of the Kroeber's four children, didn't know Ishi. But in her essay, Indian Uncles, she shared her family's long relationship with two Native Americans she did know. I became acquainted with Ursula K. Le Guin much later, of course, as a reader and as a writer focused primarily on California. It was some shock to discover that she had already said all that needed to be said about the place in her essay, World Making. I learned, like most of us, to use whatever I could to filch an idea from China and steal a god from India and so patch together a world as best I could, she wrote. But still there is a mystery. This place where I was born and grew up and loved beyond all other, my world, my California, still needs to be made. To make a new world, you start with an old one, certainly. To find a world, maybe you have to have lost one. Maybe you have to be lost. The dance of renewal, the dance that made the world, was always danced here at the edge of things, on the brink, on the foggy coast. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. For photos and links, go to mynspr.org.